Welcome to Lakers Talk with Gerald. This is episode 163. We are going to be reviewing the game tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Lakers are going to be going to Cleveland. That game is going to be at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, which will be 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. So that is a time that is usually earlier than the Lakers normally play. They normally play at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. So all those people on the East Coast are usually watching that game at 10:30 at night on a weekday, being up till midnight to 1 in the morning. So I'm actually happy that it's coming on a little earlier because I like to see the games and, you know, without staying up late to see them. I'm going to do it because, you know, I'm a big Lakers fan, so I like to see the game and we've been playing well. And so I really would like to see how we're going to do and how we're going to fare against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Viewing this game, they have a better record than us. I believe they are have a record of 15-8. And they are third right now in the standings in the Eastern Conference. So let's go ahead and just review that really quick. So yeah, they are third. They actually are 15-9. They are right behind Boston and Milwaukee Bucks. Boston has a schedule or record of 20-5. Milwaukee is 17-6. And Cleveland is right behind them at 15-9. So we were able to beat the Milwaukee Bucks a few days ago. And so hopefully now we can beat the team that's number three in the Eastern Conference. We're going to see what we could do. So right now, the Lakers, let's talk about the things we're going to talk about during this podcast is we're going to review the injury status for both teams. I'm going to also review the, go down the stats and the roster of each team, the other team, and see what they have that to face against and what do we have to worry about, what things we have to, how we match up with them, if we match up well at all. And also just going to talk about a few things coming forward after that. All right. So let's do it. Let's talk about the Lakers injury right now. If you didn't know, LeBron James, in the last couple games, he keeps kind of getting, like, people falling on his ankle, and it seems to be that same ankle, that left ankle. So, and the same thing happened in the last game against the Wizards. One of their players kind of fell on him going for a ball or something, and it looked like he injured his knee again, his ankle, or it hurt him, and he had to, like, he winced and everything like that, and he had to lace his shoes up tighter. But he ended up playing around the full game, had a couple big dunks after that. So, I know it's going to be sore. It lists him right now as probable for Tuesday's game. And it lists him as day-to-day. So, most likely he will play, but just keep in mind that ankle probably is sore. Anthony Davis is listed as day-to-day. It says Davis' back is probable. So, I guess his back is hurting him a little bit. But it looks like he'll probably play too. And it also lists Wenyen Gabriel as day-to-day. And it also says it says questionable for Tuesday's game with left shoulder soreness. So questionable is lower than probable. Probable is like most likely they're going to play. That's where LeBron and Anthony Davis is at. Wenyen Gabriel is at a questionable. Now, I'm hoping he's there for the game because he's about 6'9". We don't have a whole lot of those type of guys. He brings high energy. He's good for rebounding. He's good for getting lobs. He's good for putbacks and things like that. So I'd really like to have him and hope he is there for this game. So the injury status for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, Jared Allen, he has been out the last so many games for them. If you don't know Jared Allen, he is their center. He is like really good defensively. He's been known and been on ESPN for just blocking everybody from Giannis to LeBron and every high profile person you can think of. Like, he's been blocking these guys as they're trying to dunk, like meeting them at the rim and like saying, no, get that out of here. So he's a really good defensive guy, really good. He really changes shots at the rim. So it lists him as questionable for Tuesday's game. He has been out before that. So who knows? You never know with some of these teams. They've been out, but the Lakers come to town, and all of a sudden they're healthy again, and they're back playing, and here they are. So, I'm going to expect him to be on the court because I feel like maybe he was resting up just for this game. That's what it seems like because Lakers are very high profile. They get all the camera coverage, the news coverage, the ESPNs, and all that stuff. So, You know, it's one of those things that guys use that as a board, springboard to play well and to help their careers. If they play well against the Lakers, there's going to be a lot of eyes on them. They're going to be on TV. They're going to get a lot of, you know, it really gets a lot more attention than some of these smaller market teams. So I expect Jared Allen to be there, but if not, then that'll be good too. They also have a guy named Dean Wade listed as out. Don't really know who that guy is. And then Ricky Rubio is listed as out. He's been out since December 2nd. You know, and so let's look at their roster, though. Their best player, Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell got traded from Utah this past year. And so now he's there and he's playing really well with them. He's averaging 28.4 points a game. So just dominating offensively. So that's somebody that we're going to definitely have a hard time trying to guard. He's about 6'4", I believe, give or take. But he's just very, you know, he's hard to stay with. And he shoots a lot of threes. Then there's Darius Garland, who's a young point guard. He's averaging 22 points a game. Then you have Evan Mobley, a power forward. He's about 6'11". So he's probably, if Jared Allen is out, he's probably going to be their starting center / power forward. And he's averaging about 15 points and 9.2 rebounds. And then you have Caris LeVert, a shooting guard. I don't know if they start him, though. But he's averaging 11.2 points, about 4.5 rebounds. And then you still have Kevin Love on the team. He's been with the team for a minute. We all know who Kevin Love is. He's averaging this year 10.4 points a game, 7.4 rebounds. And so, yeah, he's still there. They have a few other guys like Seti Osman. That guy been playing pretty well. He averaged about 9 points this year. And Robin Lopez is one of their backup centers. And they have a few other guys. I really don't know most of these other guys, so I'm not going to really go through their whole roster. But a couple things I do want to point out is looking at their stats. Guys like Donovan Mitchell, like he's shooting 9 three-point attempts a game at a rate of 42%. So that's up there with, that's that's Chef Curry stats right there. Donovan Mitchell, 42.1% at 9 attempts a game. That's crazy. So that means that's on perimeter defense for us is going to have to be really good because he's definitely a knockdown shooter. And on top of that, Darius Garland, the point guard, yeah, their other guard, he shoots 6.9 three-point attempts a game at a rate of 40.8%. So between those two guards, man, that's a high rate right there. That's what, 17 three-pointers attempts a game at over 40%? That's damn good. So, man, we're going to have to play really, really good perimeter defense. So, yeah, as I mentioned, man, they're just both really, really good at three-point attempts at over 17 attempts per game at over 40-some percent. And they're both really good free throw shooters, too. Donovan Mitchell is 88.5%. Darius Garland is 85.9%. So, man, and they both shoot about 5 or so free throw attempts a game. So between that, that's where it looks like they get most of their points. A lot of three-point attempts, and they get fouled, and they get to the free throw line. So that's something that we're going to have to definitely, you know, game plan against and make sure our perimeter defense is on point. I've been pretty happy with our defense for the most part. In the last 10 games or so, we've been kind of getting it together. We've kind of been gaming plan pretty good. So I'm confident and I'm interested to see how it's going to look against this team because they have a really young team actually. And they have a lot of young guards that are really, really good. And so this is going to be a good one to see because Milwaukee is just a different breed. Yeah, that was a really good win, but Cleveland's going to be a whole nother type of team. You know, even though they're not as good as Milwaukee, but they're just better in other areas. So this is really going to test us. All right, a few other people like Caris LeVert. He's probably one of their next best three-point shooters that shoot a decent amount. You know, he shoots 36.6%. So that's about above average. League average is probably around 35%. So 36.6%, and he shoots 4.1 three-point attempts a game. So you're seeing right now that this team shoots a lot of three-pointers. And then you got Kevin Love. I didn't even see that. Kevin Love is shooting 39% from three-point range, and he's shooting 5.5 attempts. Then Seti Osman, he's shooting 4.1 attempts at 34%. So they got a lot of guys that really get it up there. They have another guy named Dean Wade as a power forward. He's shooting 41%. So man, they have a lot of guys that are shooting, that are above average 3-point shooters. So it's going to be interesting. All that is interesting to me right now. So let's take a look at the Lakers roster real quick. We know the roster for the most part, but, you know, I want to look at our stats compared to their stats. Now, I want to look at 3-point shooting because that's been interesting right there, right? So let's take a look. Our best 3-point shooter this year, believe it or not, is looking like Lonnie Walker. Man, Lonnie Walker IV is shooting 39% on 5.3 attempts. That's damn good. And so for what I've seen in his career and his career stats, that's so far, that's shooting a career high right there. Because I don't believe he shot anything over 34-35% for his whole career. So 39% at 5.3 attempts, that's amazing right there. And then right behind him is Austin Reeves shooting 38.7%. Once again, these are above average numbers. Damn good. You know, he's shooting 2.8 attempts a game. Not quite as much as him, but damn, that's damn good. And LeBron James right now, he's shooting 7.4 attempts a game at 33%. And I do believe that should keep going up. His career average is somewhere around 35%. So I do see that going up a little bit. And then Anthony Davis right now, he's shooting 33%. You know, he's only shooting 1.4 attempts a game, which is about right for him. He shouldn't really be shooting that much more because he's not a knockdown 3-point shooter, but 33% is right around his higher average. So we'll take that right there, definitely. Now, something I didn't realize either is Russell Westbrook is shooting 4 3-point attempts a game, because I thought really at the beginning of the season he wasn't shooting as high that number, but he is shooting 30%. In the last 10 games or so, he's been shooting above that. You know, that number kind of averaged out from the first 10 games. So really, the last 10 games, he's been shooting above average, or at least above his average. And then after that, we really don't have, I mean, we got Troy Brown Jr. who's shooting 35%. So that's good at 3 attempts a game. And then after that, the next best guy after that is, you know what? Wenyen Gabriel, he's shooting 30.8%. So it's not really many other people on the roster that's really worth mentioning as far as 3-point shooting. I should bring up Dennis Schroeder. He's only shooting 31% from the field, from 3-point range. So I'm hoping he can get that up. We would like him to be somewhere around at least 33-35%. I'll be good with that, especially with him shooting 2 a game. And Kendrick Nunn, he's only been shooting 28% from 3, UZ, and, you know, his averages before that were about 35%. So, unfortunately, he's just down a lot further than he was. And, of course, you know, looking at our team averages, Anthony Davis so far this year is leading the team in scoring at 28.6 points a game, 12.8 rebounds, 2.4 blocks, and 1.4 steals. So he is just dominating so far this year, looking really good. LeBron James next is averaging 26.1 points a game, 8.6 rebounds, 6.6 assists, 1.2 steals, and 0.6 blocks a game. And believe it or not, thinking about that, everybody, like, I keep saying this, I keep reiterating how LeBron James is in his 20th year, because this hasn't been done before. What in history can you go back and somebody was scoring 26 points a game, somewhere around 8 rebounds, 8.6 rebounds, 6.6 assists? You know, just doing what he's doing is incredible at this year. And he's doing it for the most part. You know, I believe he's shooting around 47% from the field overall, you know, which is decent, you know, pretty efficient. You know, it's not over 50%, but that's still damn good. So let's see what else we have. And then Lonnie Walker is our third leading scorer. We signed him at a mid-level exception. He's averaging 16.7 points a game. I believe that's his highest average. You know, he's getting, 1.7 assists, you know, almost a steal a game. And then Russell Westbrook right after that, you know, we know he's coming off the bench now, but he's averaging 14.6 points. He's averaging 7.7 assists, 5.3 rebounds. It's a chance he can get sixth man of the year. So that would be really interesting if he manages to get that, or, you know, I'm curious to see how that voting goes. Then, of course, Austin Reeves is averaging 10.4 points a game, 3.2 rebounds, 2 assists. I really like the way Austin has stepped up this year. he's been playing a lot better than he has been playing last year, like defensive wise, his instinct, his shooting, and he's gotten better from the 3-point range, because last year he didn't shoot as well, even though he had a game winning 3-point shot last year that I believe helped us beat Dallas last year. But he's been playing a lot better. He really has been like showing in big time improvement. And then, of course, I really like Thomas Bryant coming off the bench. Our 6'11 center brings a lot of energy, hustles a lot, gets some good rebounds, and able to score some too. And then, of course, we got Patrick Beverley. You know, really not as happy with his offense. I'm hoping his offense steps up. But, you know, of course, he's still on defensive wise and able to talk around and get everybody going. And then, of course, we got the rest of the guys like Damian Jones, Juan Toscano-Anderson, and that's probably it for our rotation for the most part. I will say, you guys didn't know, like about a week ago or so, we released Matt Ryan. He was that guy we picked up, you know, 3-point shooter. He hadn't played much in the last 10 games since everybody kind of got healthy. So we released him, and, you know, it's possible we can pick some guys up coming up soon or shortly. So at the end of the day, the other storyline is that LeBron James is back in Cleveland, the team that he's played the most years with, the team that he was able to get a championship and beat the Warriors with the best record of all time in the regular season. And so, you know, I anticipate the fans going to show him some love. And I also anticipate that he wants to show out. I'm going to anticipate that he's going to want to show them and remind them that, hey, I'm still LeBron James. You know, he wants to give those fans a show. And in the post-game interview last time in the other game, he gave his interview and he said, hey, his family and friends are going to be in the stands watching. So I anticipate that he's going to really want to show out, and I anticipate him having a good game. And I also anticipate Anthony Davis continuing to be a monster in the paint. He's been looking outstanding. So, I mean, the chemistry between him and LeBron and Westbrook has been amazing, has been really good. I anticipate all three of those things to stay in play, like Westbrook to keep, you know, having that good chemistry and gameplay, and same thing with LeBron, same thing with Anthony Davis. And then we got guys coming off the bench, or if we got other guys like Lonnie Walker doing his thing, if he just keep doing what he's doing, and the rest of the team chemistry, I think we have a good chance to get this victory today. So, everybody, that's going to do it. Lakers Talk with Gerald, episode 163. I am officially out.